Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
In the air because we have one of our favorites, my big cuddly love muffin, Chewy Martinez.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? Hello.
And I gotta say, what's up to our crew in Atlanta? And there's a special guest co-host, what? Portia's love and PJ's daddy, Dennis McKinley's here with us.
Oh, my God. Dennis is here.
Oh, Dennis,
how much trouble are you in that you gotta sit next to Portia 24 hours a day?
Listen, I love being around Portia 24/7.
Good answer.
All right.
Lies.
All right, so it's a little bit later in the show. It's Gary with the exclusive. Gary sits down with Lamar Odom and Lamar Odom's girlfriend, Sabrina Parr. And, Kid Rock is also coming for Taylor Swift. Yikes. And what rapper claims that he has slept with 1,000 women in 6 months.
Ew.
Damn.
Is that even possible? I don't know. But first, Brad, what you got?
Well, y'all, by now you've heard that it is over. How do I say goodbye? Okay, we don't want to have to pay for it. Wait.
That's right.
Okay. So it is over for newlyweds Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus, y'all. They only been married for 8 months, but they've been dating off and on for the last 10 years. Wow. So everything kind of hit the fan when the pics dropped of Miley on vacay in Italy without Liam, and then she was spotted kissing Brody Jenner's wife, Caitlyn. Y'all, Miley has been posting on Instagram videos and pics in a tiny white bikini, saying she having a hot girl summer. Anyway, y'all, Miley's reps dropped this statement. Liam and Miley have agreed to separate at this time. Ever evolving, changing as partners and individuals, they have decided this is what's best while they both focus on themselves and careers. They still remain dedicated parents to all of their animals they share while lovingly taking this time apart.
Are we saying that Caitlyn and Miley are actually a couple now, or is this just a fling on a boat in Italy?
When you first break up, you don't immediately jump back into it with somebody else, do you?
No.
Oh, you're talking to Dennis?
And this is
the good thing. She's talking to Dennis.
You don't just jump into it with somebody else.
Hopefully not.
Dennis, stop playing games, Dennis, because I'm going to scoop her up if you keep playing games.
There are a lot of people. Yeah.
Challenge issue. I said it.
And he got a beard, too.
All right. Well, it looks like Taylor Swift has squashed her feud with Katy Perry, but now she's in a whole new feud with Kid Rock.
Jesus.
Recently, Taylor did an interview with Vogue where she talked about deciding to become more vocal on LGBTQ issues, and she also wanted to talk about sexism in the entertainment industry. Well, Kid Rock thinks it's all part of a bigger plan because Taylor Swift is trying to become an actress, so she's trying to break into Hollywood, and so she's branching out into acting. She's going to be in a movie called Cats. That's a soon-to-be-released movie, Cats, and Kid Rock tweeted this, quote, "Taylor Swift wants to be a Democrat because she wants to be in movies, period. And it looks like she will the doorknob off Hollyweird to get their oldest move in the book. Good luck, girl." You know what? Here's the thing. I think it's weird for a man to go after a young woman like that anyway.
No, but you don't even really care, though. He really just wants his name to be. If you talk about the hottest person, talk about Beyonce, talk about Taylor, you're going to get pressed. We have not done one Kid Rock story, okay?
That's right.
Because most of his fans have AOL dial-up disc.
The only reason we would is because the older Kid Rock gets, the more he looks like Heidi's wife.
Oh!
Ooh. What?
What?
Not fair. We've never
wait
seen
a minute. Now you're beefing with me now? Yeah, you're coming with me now?
It's uncanny.
You're
if it was a full beard, it'd be dead on.
Oh!
Hey, Crack, we're taking losses today, man.
Kid Rock, Kid Rock was never part of our delegation.
Okay, cool.
Well, y'all, Taylor isn't letting Kid Rock get her down because Taylor just had the best weekend ever.
Okay.
That's right. First, she threw a party to celebrate her 10 MTV Music Video Award nominations, right, and Taylor was lit.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so much so that the hashtag Drunk Taylor was trending. Did y'all see it?
I'm here.
Yes.
I didn't see it.
Yeah,
let's
look
see
crazy.
It.
So take a look, Taylor feeling no pain in this clip.
Do you play your own songs at your own party?
For it to be her own song, she would sing to that song. She was singing to that song like I would, because I don't know the words. So I'm like,
that's how drunk she was.
It just looked like really bad karaoke to me.
That's right.
What it looked like.
And that dress was ugly, like she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Tell him, Gary.
But anyway, last night she also received the Icon Award at the Teen Choice Awards, where she also made a surprise announcement to you guys. I know you're excited, Gary.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-oh. What is it?
Her new single, Lover, will be dropping this Friday.
Oh.
And speaking of Teen Choice Awards, make sure you tune in tomorrow because we sent Andrew Fryn to the blue carpet to dish with all the stars.
He always get to go.
I know.
All right, ladies, would you like to have sex with a person you'd have to boil first?
No.
Allow me to introduce you to rapper Blueface, who is truly living up to the name of his song, Tatiana.
That's why his face blue.
Okay.
So Blueface recently stopped by Big Boy's radio show and revealed something that has everyone questioning whether or not he's being truthful or is he really capping, all right? Take a look.
How many females do you think you'd knocked down in the last 6 months? Let's play higher or lower. Five?
Hell no.
Higher?
Probably like...
No. We're going to get...
What? Oh, my God. Yeah.
What'd you say?
1,000.
Since January?
Yeah.
Or 6 months?
It's like sometimes it might be a threesome, it might be foursome. I didn't have a fivesome.
Yeah, well,
that's the most you've had.
Yeah,
it's five.
Me and four girls.
You and four.
It was pretty hard.
Yeah. No pun intended.
Hang on a second. I don't do math. I'm not good at it. But what is that mathematically?
I punched it up. It's roughly about 5 or 6 women a day.
Well, he said he's doing foursomes, so he's probably knocking out 4 in the morning, 3 at night, you know, the next day, wake up, do a quick little 2.
Listen, he's capping a little bit, but it's probably 500.
So this guy is in his 20s, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
And he's gorgeous. And he's very cute. Yeah,
you probably haven't heard the song Tatiana, but it is like the I Believe I Could Fly for thoughts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're empowering all these, like, sexual resilient women to come through and do what they do. So, like, he's
they
like the spokesperson.
Yeah, he's got the anthem, so they're going to come see him, and they're going to be ready to be
Guinness Book of World Records judge right there with a clipboard counting. It's been 1,000 confirmed.
That counts. That was in, out.
Cuddy, do you think you could have sex 5 times a day, 6 times a day, just regularly?
No.
If you did, you'd have a black and blue face.
Normally, after the first time, Portia's done. I knock her out. She's done.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Want to see a dead body?
Janet Jackson is mommy goals when it comes to her son, Issa. We'll be right back, y'all.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
All right, y'all. So Janet Jackson wants everybody to know that she's in control.
Hey!
And I love it. When it comes to her baby, her son, Issa, right? So in a recent interview with Stellar Magazine, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, opened up about balancing the challenges of maintaining a career while raising her 2-year-old son and made a shocking confession. She said, "It's hard being a working mother. I don't have a nanny. I do it all myself. Of course, when I'm working, someone watches him, but it's my baby and me." Let's give it up for Janet Jackson being a strong black single mom who don't need help from nobody. Are y'all surprised?
I think the real tea is that Janet Jackson's baby doesn't have a nanny, but Janet Jackson has a nanny.
Why Janet Jackson got a nanny?
She's a woman of a certain age, and you know.
Oh, don't do that.
Really? Don't do that, Craig.
She looked tired on the swing.
She's still very fine and really
she
nasty.
Don't look tired.
No, Miss
Jackson looks flawless.
She does. She yeah. Don't look
that's how black women look without makeup.
Okay.
They look great.
What?
Head Craig said we look tired.
No, I didn't say we look tired. Don't we me. She look a little tired. Like maybe she like did 20 pumps on a swing and it's like, whoa, this is hard to do in boots.
You have a whole lot of tired black women come for you on
yeah.
Twitter.
Okay.
All right, y'all. So keeping it moving from one single black mom to another, Wendy Williams is out here on the prowl, y'all.
Yes.
Wow. Now, the newly single Cougar was spotted at rapper Rick Ross's album release party for Port of Miami 2, which is a phenomenal record. She was having the time of her life, and she's spreading all types of love to everyone. And I mean everyone.
Now, don't come in, Wendy. She's living her best life.
Okay. Yeah. I love to see Wendy out and about because before, like, when she was booed up, you didn't see it. Nothing. Yeah. Now she's at, like, you know, right. Pride events. She's, like, in the ball crawl. I think I saw at Candytopia. It's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's probably what she's been wanting to do for a long
exactly.
time. Get out and breathe and be around mm-hmm. people.
Rapunzel's out the castle.
Okay.
The talk show host got caught sharing an intimate moment on Campbell with rapper Meek Mill, and as she leaned to the blessing with a big old kiss, look at the look on Meek Mill's face.
Oh, my God. You know what? He looks just as terrified. Y'all remember when Madonna kissed Drake?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do yes. they look like they so about to be snatched? Like, they literally yes. look afraid.
But she looking at him like her nephew, kind of.
Yeah.
Now, her and Rick Ross kind of looked like they had a little connection.
No, Rick
he
is
was
ready.
Leaning in this picture. Yeah, they look real
ready.
Close yeah. face to face. Ooh.
Rick Ross wants in. He looking at her like, I bet that thing feel like an ugly.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, now, before y'all met each other, y'all was out here in these streets single, trying to get it together. Like, mm-hmm. what do you recommend for Wendy Williams in her post-married life?
I mean, if you're asking me, oh, I mean, God. Right after my marriage, I lived my best life. Like, that's when, you know, this is way before you, honey. You know, that's when I was, you know, basically the cougar. Like, I liked young guys around that time. And then once you play, you're like, okay, I want a serious relationship. Then you get a serious person who's older and wants what you want.
Not
but
older.
Right now,
oh, really?
She needs to be in the streets. Having a hot girl
that's
summer.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
What you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, no, hot girl summer is officially over. Wendy need to go get her man back, you know? Yeah.
No, she need to get her man back.
Hell
yeah,
no.
Man, you got to go get your man back.
No, 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 no,
we
no,
don't
Dennis.
Want Kevin no more.
No, not
ain't nobody
Kevin.
Forgiving
no.
that.
All right, y'all. Coming up, honey, I got some exclusive tea, baby. Yes, ma'am. Now, NBA great hunter Lamar Odom and his new boo thing, honey, Miss Serena Paul, they drive by the studio, honey, to just chat it up and let us know, honey, that it is definitely real.
Got
so you don't want to miss this, baby. Right after what, Brad and
to
Portia?
Be real.
The great bitch.
What?
Yes.
You know you're not
yes.
to play your job. You ain't never read like that before.
Okay.
Damn.
He's showing off because we got
okay.
company. Yeah. He's showing off because we got company.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. We have a very special guest here to dish with me today, former NBA player and now author Lamar Odom and his lovely girlfriend, health and life coach, Miss Sabrina Parr. How you guys doing this morning?
Beautiful.
We're doing great.
Wow.
All right, now, so Lamar, we're going to just get started. We're going to just cut to chase and go to all this madness. So what makes this relationship different from, you know, previous relationships?
It's the truth. She's black.
And a black woman come along and ain't playing that.
Oh, no, I was not playing at all.
No, she keep it real.
Now, you were recently participating in the Big Three, the Big Basketball Challenge or what have you.
Yeah.
And then that just abruptly ended.
Yeah.
What happened?
My back.
You had a back problem?
Yeah, a little arthritis in my back. So he decided to let me go.
Yeah.
But that's all right because bigger and better things came my way.
I don't follow basketball that much.
You didn't play?
So, Sabrina, with you knowing, you know, Lamar's past and all the stuff
yes.
that he's been through and what have you, what made you give him a chance? I mean, because some people say, oh, I ain't dating him, you know, but you gave him a chance.
Sometimes pain, I think, attracts women.
Like what kind of pain?
The pain that I've been through.
Well, that wasn't my story. I was not attracted to the pain
right.
and the drama.
So you were empathetic or sympathetic with
him? You have to meet people where they are, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he was never in a position to be someone's husband. You know, he was sick. He needed to heal. He needed to grieve. He experienced a lot of losses, and he never had time to go through that. So I knew with my resources and my personality and my attitude, I could help him, you yeah. know? And initially, a woman is a helpmate.
Exactly.
You know, so
she was made to be a helpmate for real.
If I'm not helping him, then I'm hurting him. You know, like, heal your mind and your heart first, and then let's see what you can become.
You are a life coach. I'm hearing it.
No, she is.
Yeah.
She's incredible.
So, Lamar, the book, Darkness to Light.
Yeah.
The memoir. Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
Well, it's my life story.
And it's truthful.
Yeah, but it's the truth. And I thought it was the perfect time for me to have that therapy session.
We haven't spoke yet about Chloe, and we're not going to talk much about her, but we want to talk about her. So, I mean, Chloe, I mean, I read somewhere you said you still cared, you still liked her, at least how you loved her, you know, even though y'all moved on.
Yeah, definitely moved on.
Is it true that the Kardashians put you in a spell?
Hell no.
Oh, they didn't?
Nah. Oh. I'm here, and I'm alert. I'm present. You know what I mean? I knew what I was getting myself into. They always did right by me.
So, Lamar, because I was confused, because I know a lot of people said that you only dated European women, and I thought you did too, but it was something I just read somewhere recently that you and Taraji P. Henson dated?
Yeah.
When y'all were 12?
Nah, that was right before, it was actually right before Chloe.
What?
Yeah.
We didn't know nothing about that.
She didn't want y'all to know about that.
Oh. How long y'all dated?
Maybe for a couple of months, maybe like 6 months.
And Chloe came serious. Along and slipped her number. Tell the truth and shame the devil. So, Lamar and Sabrina, I would like to play rapid fire with you two. So, as quickly as you can, answer these questions.
Okay.
So, first question. Favorite place you like to eat?
Roscoe's.
Okay, so here in Atlanta, I like to eat at the Auto Spa Bistro.
Favorite thing to do on your spare time?
Run.
Watch movies.
Okay. Y'all both bored.
You want us to lie?
Vacay for me. Yeah,
very kind.
All right, last question. First place y'all got busy with each other?
Charlotte.
Oh, he knew that one.
Yeah.
Charlotte.
Yeah. Were y'all with Charlotte or y'all in Charlotte?
We're in Charlotte.
But anyway, y'all, well, Lamar and Sabrina, honey, I'm just so happy, honey, that you all decided to stop by, honey, today to spill this delicious tea, honey, and clear things up. So be sure to grab the book Darkness to Light and more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, we're always still excited to be here. Well, now, Eva Longoria went on Watch What Happens Live, and she spilled some tea about what went down at her wedding. Take a look.
Which of your famous friends got the drunkest at your wedding?
All right, okay.
It was a toss between Ricky Martin and Victoria.
Victoria Beckham.
Yeah.
Damn, you know that was a fun wedding.
Victoria Beckham, she drinks a thimble of tequila. She's
right.
She's
Ricky Martin, though. Can you imagine partying with Ricky and getting drunk with Ricky? That'd be hot. That'd be fun.
That would be
hot.
That would be La Vida Loca.
And then waking Ricky. Up with Ricky.
Oh, my God. He bangs.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done drunk for?
He's gotten kicked out of our own parties.
Yes.
And one time we were doing a behind the bar here in L.A. There's a very famous bar called Saddle Ranch.
Yes.
And we were doing a celebrity behind the bar thing.
You're supposed to basically serve drinks for charity.
For charity.
But
okay.
Frank would go, you want a shot of vodka? One for you, one for me. Boom. Ooh. One for you, one for me. One
and
for you,
I stopped using the shot glasses. I was just pouring it in my mouth over my face.
And
I'm like, you gotta go.
And
I'm
they,
like, this is a charity.
They carried, and yeah, they were they carrying him out. He's like, you can't throw me out
of my own party.
And they're like, well, we are, and that's happening.
So I'm coming after you, Atlanta. I'll be there in a matter of weeks. So let's do shots.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.